Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And we're live on this Friday show, the beginning of high school sports, the beginning of high school football for the 2018 season is tonight, week one of games, not just here in Southern Indiana, but Kentuckiana, across the river as well, and of course across the entire state of Indiana. Big night. High school football maybe always doesn't carry the weight that basketball does in the area, or even some other sports at times, but tonight is its big night. It's debut night for 2018 to get this season underway. A lot of big games, a lot of question marks, to be quite honest, about some local teams and what type of seasons they might be able to have, and tonight will be a fun one. Before we get into anything on this program today, I want to remind you that the Big X will be producing 5 to 6 hours or so of local coverage tonight starting at 6 o'clock. So if you're going to be out and about, if you're going to go to another game, if you can't make a game for some reason, we are your one-stop shop for high school football coverage this season, and we'll start at 6 o'clock with our Kentuckiana kickoff show. I'll have John Spears with me, the voice of St. X football, to talk about some Louisville games, including a big St. X DeSales game tonight. Greg Mengelt, the sports editor of the News and Tribune, will review all of the big Southern Indiana games tonight with him when he joins us tonight on our kickoff show, and then later in the program tonight. Again, this is tonight's show. Kendrick Haskins of Wave 3 Sports will talk football opening night on both sides of the river. It's going to be action-packed. After that, we'll get into two feature games. New Albany-Providence is obviously the big one. Two rivals, two expected to have great seasons this year in high school football. We'll also have Justin Kalen out at the Silver Creek-Charlestown game for play-by-play coverage from there. I'll be going back and forth between the two and others as well. We've got access to Mail and Floyd Central, some other streams as well that we'll bring into you throughout the night. I'll have scores and updates as we transition around Southern Indiana. Then when all the football games have come to a close, we'll have our scoreboard show. I'll have scores and results from both sides of the river. We'll also hear from some of the victorious coaches. They'll be calling in tonight. We'll hear from some media members as well with reports on games, not just in Southern Indiana, but in Louisville as well. So one-stop shop for high school football this year. It's Kentuckiana Football Fridays on the Big X. I hope that you'll join me tonight at 6 o'clock. We intend to be with you from somewhere. Definitely starting at 6 o'clock. We think we'll be on until 11 o'clock, if not a little after tonight. So lots of local coverage coming your way. We are excited about week one, and we're going to cover it, I think, stronger than anyone else in the area. Maybe a little different, but a lot of last year we started this format. A lot of positive thoughts and positive comments as we keep you up to date on not just one game a night, but we're going to keep you up to date with just about everything going on in the area. So I hope that you'll join me. If you're at a game tonight, that would be great. Take your earbuds and your iPhone or something to stream it on, and you can pay attention not only to the game you're at, but other games as well. We're looking forward to it. It'll be a crazy night, be a fun night to kick off the season. We'll do it all from 6 o'clock on right here on the Big X. As far as today's show goes, here on the Hoosier Report, it's jam-packed as well. The Honey Baked Ham guest lineup will have some news and headlines of the day presented by Hoopster Sports Grill coming up in this first segment. In segment two today, we will be joined by Jared Morris of the Assembly Call for some IU basketball chatter, as always, on Fridays, presented by Coffee Crossing. And then later in the program, Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star. He'll stop by to talk more basketball, a little basketball recruiting. We might even touch on high school football from a statewide perspective with Kyle, who is up in Indianapolis. big game up there tonight. Carmel and Trinity play each other. That's a huge game as far as two powers from Indiana and Kentucky hooking up to open up the season. Then later in the program today, we will be joined by the head coaches of New Albany and Providence, this big rivalry football game. We'll hear from Steve Cooley of New Albany later in the show, and we'll hear from Larry Dennison as well, the coach of Providence, as they get their teams ready for this final school day before the big game tonight to open up the season and to do it with a big rivalry. Talked to the ADs yesterday, I should say the AD of New Albany. Great crowd expected for this one. That's no shocker. New Albany and Providence, week one, has been one of the best turnouts in Southern Indiana high school football now since the game really has been played, and this year expected to be no difference. The only thing, obviously, tonight is the weather. We'll be keeping a very close eye on the weather, what the forecast looks like. I think there's rain expected, at least on some of the weather stuff, up until right through the kickoffs, maybe. I don't know that it's expected to go later into the evening, but that definitely will be something to keep an eye on tonight in week one of high school football. That's the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. You'll get $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. Not a lot on this Friday, but there are a couple IU basketball schedule updates. We basically know the games. We don't know the Big Ten dates yet. They're going to come out next week. But Montana State will be at Bloomington on Friday, November 9th, and Indiana will host UC Davis on Friday, November 23rd. That's just putting some dates with some games and some opponents that are out there. And I have to think that when that Big Ten schedule comes out, they're having a special on the Big Ten Network where you can kind of watch it unfold next week. I've got to think that right after that, Indiana will be ready to release the schedule. We essentially know all of the opponents. We just don't know all of the dates and those sort of things. We obviously know the dates for some of the big games that are out there, the ACC Big Ten Challenge game at Duke, the Louisville game, the Gavitt game that's scheduled against Marquette. We know those. It's just a matter of some of the other games. So getting close, I think, to a schedule for the 2018-19 men's basketball season, and it's going to be a good one, a challenging schedule for Indiana that should be very fun to follow the Hoosiers through with Romeo Langford and, of course, Juwan Morgan leading the way, we think. Recruiting, a couple recruiting notes worth mentioning today on the program. One player that has consistently done well on a national level, someone that has been recruited now by the Hoosiers and many other schools for a number of months, for quite a while. Jamius Ramsey is his name. He eliminated his list of schools down to 10. On the 10 is Indiana. They are joined by Louisville, Memphis, North Carolina State, Texas Tech, Florida, Oregon, Virginia Tech, LSU, and Miami, Florida. So obviously a big list of schools from across the country for Ramsey, but someone that Indiana is in with. We'll see how it plays out for the Hoosiers, but they make the cut as far as the final time with Ramsey, so they'll stay in the fold there. Also, earlier this week, Kobe Barnes committed to Floyd Central, committed to Indiana State in the 2019 class. We talked about what a big pickup that was for Greg Lansing, the coach at Indiana State. Right after that commitment, which came on Monday in the afternoon from Barnes, on Tuesday, Indiana State got a commitment from a Lawrence North guard named Jared Hankins later in the week. So obviously, within 3 days, two big pickups for Indiana State, two big in-state pickups as well, one from Southern Indiana, one from the Indianapolis area with Hankins at Lawrence North. And good to see schools, especially in-state schools, recruit Indiana players and be successful in landing Indiana players. That's two big pickups from within the state in the 2019 class for Greg Lansing and the Indiana State Sycamore. So we'll see how they continue to progress in their recruiting. Also, football tonight, big game, as I mentioned, New Albany at Providence. Providence, if you want to count out that far, would be number 13 in the preseason 2A poll. New Albany is unranked. The all-time series record has New Albany winning 30 games, Providence winning 22 games, so the Bulldogs with an 8-win margin in that series. And New Albany has won the last three in the series. In fact, last year on August 18th, it was a big New Albany rout. New Albany beat Providence 34-0 in Steve Cooley's first game as New Albany's head coach, and led 20-0 at halftime. So obviously this year, and I should mention after that Providence loss, they start the season with such a tough schedule, they would go on to win a sectional championship. New Albany obviously this year expected to be very good. Providence returns so much from that team last year and is expected to have a great season as well. This is a game that people think will be very close, and that Providence and New Albany will challenge each other perhaps all the way through. So we'll see how things play out. But obviously this is a Providence team that comes in with a lot of returning players from last year, a lot of talent back from last year, and of course a sectional championship nucleus back from last year as well. The other big game that we'll be following is Silver Creek at Charlestown. Silver Creek would be number 20 in the Associated Press 4A poll as far as preseason rankings go, if you count up all the votes. In the series record, Charlestown has won 6 games. Silver Creek has won just 1 in the number of times they've met since Silver Creek returned its football program. Silver Creek beat Charlestown for the first time. Their one win in this series came last season. It was Silver Creek with the big win, 34-0 over Charlestown. Silver Creek held Charlestown a year ago to just 75 yards in their first of 5 shutouts that they would go on to complete in their schedule from last season. Obviously, Jeff has a huge challenge. They are down in Pulaski County, Kentucky. They will take on Pulaski Southwestern. Pulaski Southwestern is number 7 in the preseason 5A poll in the state of Kentucky. And, of course, last year it was Southwestern winning 56-26 over Jeffersonville in that contest. Male is at Floyd Central tonight, a good rivalry game between schools that have played each other for a number of years now. Although they've played 7 times, Male has won 6. They've won 6 straight, in fact, after Floyd won back in 2011 to debut the series between the two teams. So Floyd Central is looking to get back on the winning side of the series against Male, and they're looking to do so for the first time under James Bragg, their head coach, tonight. Other games in Southern Indiana, could this be the night that Clarksville gets a win? Last year, Scottsburg beat Clarksville 65-14. This year, people think maybe this could be a fairly competitive game. Obviously, Clarksville looking to win its first game in some time with its football program. And Oldenburg Academy is at Rock Creek tonight. That is a look at the Clark and Floyd County teams in action on this week one of high school football. That's a look at the headlines presented by Hoopsters Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill with fresh made-to-order food, a great selection of craft brews, and the best sports atmosphere around. Hoopsters has karaoke and a DJ on Friday nights and a live band on Saturday nights. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. We'll head out to a commercial break. We'll come back with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, presented by Coffee Crossing, after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Friday edition of the program. Fridays always give us the opportunity to talk with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. This segment is now presented by Coffee Crossing. Now that schools are back in session, stop by for coffee on your way to drop the kids off, or come stay a while at Coffee Crossing once the kids are safely at their desk. Either way, let Coffee Crossing brighten your day. Jared Morris to talk IU basketball. And Jared, I tell you, we're getting very, very close to knowing, I think, the full schedule, all the details, times, locations, opponents. We're getting close. We know a lot of the opponents already. Big Ten schedule will be out next week. And when that schedule, that official IU schedule, is finally released, that's a big step in getting closer to the start of the upcoming college basketball season.
Oh, it sure is. It's one of my favorite annual traditions, is getting that schedule and entering the games in by hand on my calendar. None of this just automatic download to my to my iCal. I like to do it by hand, you know, kind of savor each game as it goes in, because the schedule is going to dictate so much of my life for the 5 or 6 months after the season starts. You know, but the schedule is interesting. Obviously we know who Indiana is playing in the Big Ten. We don't know when those games will be yet, but we do pretty much know the non-conference schedule now. You know, and the two things that really jump out to me when you look at it, I mean, in addition, of course, to the fact that Indiana's, you know, got some interesting top-line games against Duke, and then, you know, when Marquette comes in, and obviously playing Louisville and Butler. But the structure of the schedule is interesting. You know, I think it would be quite the understatement to say that last year the season didn't start off on a very good note with that first game. And this year, to start out, Indiana's got a game against Chicago State, which might be the worst team in college basketball, and then Montana State, you know, which is going to be somewhere in the low 200s, you know, high 300s, so they're not going to be a great team either. So it should really give Indiana a chance after a couple of exhibition games to kind of ease their way into the season. And when you've got, you know, some young guys that are, you know, working their way, you know, through college basketball and the adjustment, you know, kind of figuring out new roles, I think that'll be helpful, you know, to have those two games early. And then you get the challenging game against Marquette, and then you have to go on the road to Arkansas. So that'll be interesting. And then, you know, you look at the stretch that begins with the UC Davis game, which starts on November 23rd. You know, when you hear UC Davis, and you don't think much of them, but that's a team that, you know, in one set of preseason projections is ranked 77th in the country. You know, so they're a team that's been good for the last couple of years, expected to be quite good for a team in their conference this year. And so that's going to be a sneaky, tough game that is followed by the trip to Duke. Then you'll have probably two Big Ten games after that, then Louisville, then Butler. So that is going to be a tough stretch for this team. And I think after that stretch, we'll really have a pretty good idea of what kind of squad we have this year with how they're able to navigate those games.
I was watching the Duke Canadian tour, and I mentioned this yesterday in my conversation with Alex Bozich, but obviously to see the freshmen, R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson, do so well. And again, it's an exhibition game against a Canadian college team. I get it. But they played so well and were such key parts of the Duke lineup. And obviously, no matter what happens, no matter how good the opponent was, and I'm sure future opponents that they'll play during the tour are, this is a big opportunity for those freshmen to really find out their roles and get an early start into how they'll fit into the Duke program. It's hard to watch that, because when I think of Zion and RJ, I think of Romeo Langford. That's why I follow those other guys, to compare and contrast. It's hard to not get ultra excited about seeing Romeo out in the IU uniform and thinking about how he might fit in, and could he take over a role right away out of the gate like what Barrett and Williamson did the other night in that Canadian tour.
Matt, don't buy into the Duke propaganda now. They're up there in Canada, but they're ducking the best team. They're not playing Carleton. So, to your point, though, I mean, those guys obviously are going to have prominent roles, and we're seeing that, you know, with the production that they're having in these Canada games, although, you know, you don't know the quality of the competition. And it'll be interesting because, you know, they've got a lot of guys who seem to kind of play the same position, and how are they going to be able to meld all of that together? And that's what I think, you know, that matchup is going to be so interesting, because obviously it's at Duke, and that is, you know, a tough place to play no matter what. And they have elite talent. I mean, they're one of the, one of the two or three most talented rosters in the country, but it's still going to be early in the season for them. You know, they're still working a lot of pieces in there. And I think the big advantage that Indiana will have is a guy like Juwan Morgan in that game, you know, who is, out of all the players on the floor, he's the guy that has the most skins on the wall as a college player. And so I think, you know, for a guy like Romeo to be able to lean on a guy like Juwan Morgan isn't necessarily something that the Duke freshmen have, because they're going to be expected to come in and lead right away. And maybe R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson and Cam Reddish prove that they're ready to do that. And of course, the younger Jones brother as well. But that's why I think in that game, even though I'm sure Duke will be favored, and there's a long way to get there, but, you know, you look at having a guy like Juwan and the experience that he brings, I think that'll really help in a matchup like that. So,
Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, this segment presented by Coffee Crossing. You know, with Romeo, there has been so much chatter about him being in a cast and fans almost losing their mind. What in the world is going on, Matt? Have you heard anything about this? What do you know? Obviously, it's good to hear that the summer workouts are basically over and that this is a rest time for him. That wrist has been something that has been reoccurring. I don't know that you would classify it as an injury, maybe just a little soreness. I'm sure there's a lot of soreness that goes along with playing basketball basically year-round like these top-level players do, especially when you get to the college level. But it's good to know there is a little rest time to stabilize that thing and keep him maybe out of the gym. Although with all this noise about the cast, Alex mentioned yesterday he made a social media post that he was in the gym working out after midnight one night earlier this week. So that is, I guess, comforting to know maybe he's getting a little rest and at a time where rest is okay and rest is wanted for these guys. But yet you also get the sense from what we've been told and what we hear that if Indiana had a game tonight, he would be playing.
Yeah, no one that I trust has expressed any legitimate concern about this. You know, what's interesting though is it's a good thing that Romeo doesn't have like a devious sense of humor, because you know it's good for all of Hoosier Nation, because he could, you know, if he just woke up one day and then, you know, put a cast on one arm and then maybe next week just walked around campus with a boot on, or you know, just decided to limp, the overreactions and just how crazy everybody would go, he could have everybody just going nuts on a weekly basis. So it's a good thing that he's more of a reserved guy and wouldn't take advantage of Hoosier Nation with such hijinks.
Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, our guest talking IU basketball with us each Friday on the program. Jared, as always, thanks for the chat. The season is inching closer. Hopefully next time we talk, the schedule maybe will be official, and we'll take a look at that for the upcoming season.
Yeah, we should know. The Big Ten's going to announce it on Tuesday, so we should have a pretty good idea.
Absolutely. Jared, have a great weekend. We'll talk with you again soon.
All right, sounds great. You too, Matt.
We will head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star. Also, still ahead today, we'll talk with New Albany football coach Steve Cooley, Providence football coach Larry Dennison, in advance of this big rivalry game to open up the week one of the 2018 high school football season. So halfway through, but still a lot of guests coming on this Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back, Friday edition of the program. Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star joins me each Friday. Of course, a big Friday. It's the start of high school football across the state of Indiana. Before we get to some football briefly, Kyle, a story just out earlier this morning. In fact, right before we came on the air at 11 o'clock, by Tim Evans, a writer from the Indianapolis Star, about the Grosse Pointe Shores Little League team from Michigan that won the Great Lakes Regional Championship, crushing New Albany 13-0. I think they played later this afternoon their first game out in Williamsport at the Little League World Series. The story is about no factual proof at this point that there's anything illegal going on with the Michigan State champion team that is now headed to the World Series, but they're definitely, they look like a professionally put together Little League team with how talented and how good they are. And I think there were some things that got back not only to the New Albany team, but some of the other Great Lakes teams, and also to teams even in the Michigan State tournament, that were enough for people to flood Little League with complaints and ask them to look into the legitimacy of this Grosse Pointe Michigan team. And again, nothing at all in here has been proven. Who knows where this will go from this point forward, but nonetheless, Kyle, you hate to see these type of things swirl around such a good thing like Little League baseball. And you hate to see, from a New Albany perspective, a team that did get cheated out of a chance to the Little League, to go to the Little League World Series back in 2014, any kind of question about this year's champion that could have kept their team out again.
Yeah, I like I said, said, Matt, I just, you know, just kind of know what I read here. I didn't, you know, I knew we had a story coming, didn't know exactly what all, you know, was going to be in it. And Tim does a great job. And his article is even, you know, he kind of lays it all out there, and the fact that there's not any real information yet as far as, you know, if they did or did not cheat or use kids from different areas. But, you know, obviously, and you probably know better than me, that, you know, there's been some things that have been brought to Little League's attention as far as not only New Albany but other teams that were concerned or had heard things. So, you know, I went out there. I was out there to watch that game. I guess it was Saturday, and was amazed. I even told one of the dads who was with us that, gosh, my high school team lined up against that Michigan team might have been smaller, you know, player by player.
Yes,
they're just a huge, you know, obviously very, very talented team. You know, I didn't think anything of it. You know, you don't expect. I guess you give everyone the benefit of the doubt that they're playing by the rules and everything's been checked, and obviously that's not always the case. Actually went to that game a few years ago with the Jackie Robinson team against from Chicago against New Albany. That was a great game. It was a fun, you know, atmosphere, a lot of people there. And this one was a great atmosphere too. You know, and my kids and I love, you know, going to these games and watching the league on TV and everything. And you know, people are going to try to do what they can. You know, they're chasing the dream and you know, the notoriety that goes with all this. So, you know, sometimes people don't play by the rules, which is unfortunate. You know, that Michigan team, they are, I got to think they would be the favorite on the American side going into it. So you hope they are playing by the, you know, by the rule book and everything. But again, you know, we don't know that, and I guess we'll find out more. But you know, you hate to see it if they are a legit team with you know, all the I's dotted and T's crossed, they're going to be, that's a heck of a team. You know, it's a really good team. So I don't know. It's a, you know, as the article kind of lays out, there's a, you know, kind of the, you know, the dream of, you know, being on TV and all this has maybe changed youth sports in some aspects, but I know my kids and I always love watching it it's fun to watch. And again, I don't, you know, I'm more in it for the kids are the story, not the parents and all the coaches and everything. I wish they'd just keep that out of it and just, you know, focus on the kids. But other than that, it's always, for us, it's always fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting situation here, primarily because of what happened to New Albany back in 14 with that Jackie Robinson West team. But we'll definitely see what happens. This is either a Little League team that they have followed the rules to build and put together that is legitimate, even though I know there's some school exceptions on the team where obviously players are allowed to play if they move into the, or I shouldn't say move in, but play mm-hmm. for a school within the district. But nonetheless, it's going to be interesting to see. I just hope for New Albany's sake that after really getting cheated out of an opportunity to go to the Little League World Series a few years ago, that they don't run into the same thing again this year. It's also not fair to, you know, point fingers at Grosse Pointe Shores, because at this point it's just some rumors, and it started up with some other state rivals there in Michigan and of course continued down to some of the Great Lakes teams. So we'll see what happens. I do want to get to some high school football with you. We have Larry Dennison and Steve Cooley, the coaches of Providence and New Albany, joining us in the next segment. But it's a big night across the state. High school football at times doesn't always get the attention that basketball gets. But this opening night, you can't take the blights, the big stage away from high school football in our state. There are a number of great teams, a number of great players that will be featured this season. And again, when high school football starts, that means high school sports officially underway across the entire state.
Yeah, I really always look forward to this first night, and I kind of feel like I can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief because all of our preview stuff is basically done, and now we can get on to the actually seeing some actually games on the field and some action and give us more stuff to write about. So I always look forward to this because it's kind of the kickoff of the, not only the football season, but kind of the whole sports calendar in general. And there's always so much to try to keep up with that, you know, you kind of feel like you're drowning at times in trying to keep up. But I think football is, you know, especially around here, you know, with the Colts and everything that happened with Peyton Manning and, you know, that has really kick-started, you know, high school football in general in this area. And even though, you know, the concussion issues and CTE and all of that has definitely played an impact as far as, you know, maybe kids who don't play anymore or don't go out for the team anymore. It's still a great game. You know, I played it when I was in high school, and it's been a long time since I have played football, obviously, but there's nothing, it's different, you know, and I love baseball and basketball too, but, you know, there's something about Friday nights and football that is different, and there's going to be a lot of places around the state tonight, and cross your fingers on the weather. Hopefully that's okay for tonight, but it should be a great night for football, and like I said, I'll be at Center Grove Warren, which should be a fantastic game and atmosphere and all the things that go with it. And it's always good to see, you know, people come out and support their local high schools. That's what it's all about. That's kind of what, you know, what I like best about it is kind of communities, you know, pulling for those kids. And that makes a lot of fun, and looking forward to another season of covering it.
Kyle Dunrip, Indianapolis Star, with us Fridays. Kyle, as always, we appreciate the chat. We'll do it again next Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot, Matt.
All right, again, Kyle will be out at a great game tonight in the Indianapolis area. We'll be focused on Providence, New Albany, Silver Creek, Charlestown, some of the big matchups here in Week 1 that we'll keep an eye on with our Kentuckiana Football Fridays coverage tonight here on the Big X. We'll head out to a very quick commercial break. We'll come right back with New Albany football coach Steve Cooley. He'll be followed by Larry Dennison, the head coach at Providence. We'll talk with both of the coaches in tonight's biggest game right here, coming up next on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
You know, a basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
You know, most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Final segment on this Friday show. A lot of chatter today about New Albany and Providence, a big rivalry football game to begin the high school football season tonight at Providence. Murphy Stadium, the location. Great crowd expected. We just hope that the weather and some of the rain tapers off so this can be an enjoyable game for all involved. And we're joined right now by New Albany coach Steve Cooley to talk about tonight's big game. Coach Cooley, you guys and your season at New Albany, and of course New Albany the last 3 years has used the Providence game and this rivalry with a lot of fans there to get the season started in a good way, including a 34-0 victory over the Pioneers a year ago. This is one of those games that the fans really come out, the student sections get really involved, and a win here, especially a convincing win like what you had a year ago, can go on to propel your team in future weeks of play.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the fan, you know, for both sides, is going to be exciting tonight. It's going to be one of those things that, you know, this is where memories are made and, you know, and dreams come true. For us, you know, we got to go out and play hard, take care of the football. You know, I just walked out of our lunchroom here at New Albany High School, and our kids are in there going D-O-G-S, dogs, 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 and they're screaming. We're having a red out today. Most of the school has red on. I mean, you can kind of tell we're in a fan frenzy right now. These kids are really supporting our team. And I know the Providence kids will be out tonight supporting their team as well. So it should be a great night for high school football regardless of the weather, and our kids are ready to play.
We've had a chance now a couple times here on this program and at our Zaxby's kickoff show to hear from you about the Bulldogs and how the summer and how fall practices have went. Of course, the big storyline for New Albany was you've got a lot of talent returning. You've got some key players returning. But the big thing you'll miss is Darquan Richardson. He ran for 1,694 yards and 8 touchdowns in 9 games last season for New Albany. How do you feel going into this game without someone like Darquan Richardson? Now that you've been through the summer, you've had a number of practices, you even had a big scrimmage a week ago against a very good East Central team to kind of find out where your team stacks up. As you talk about replacing him and playing without him, what's the feeling going into the game tonight?
Well, I mean, we're confident, but, you know, we know Providence is a really good football team. They had a great run at the end of the year and sectional champs, and they got a lot of veterans there and seniors, and they're ready to play, too. Coach Dennison does a great job. for us, you know, replacing Darquan, you know, Austin Opal played a lot last year. He played receiver. We got him on the field as a freshman, varsity play, just so that when he's a sophomore, he can take over and do some things for us. We are going to play Detre Payton some back there tonight at corner and at running back as well. So for us, you know, we've got kids that have stepped up all summer, and they played some really good competition. You know, we went into, you know, we played East Central, and, you know, second play of the game, we scored. You know, we didn't have Devin Gummer last Friday night, who's, you know, probably one of our best offensive weapons. He didn't play, but, you know, probably four or five other kids caught passes and scored touchdowns against East Central. You know, they're ranked number one in 4A, defending state champs with 20 starters back. So, you know, we moved the ball without a really good player last week. And, we just had to count on some other kids. Now, we're moving a little bit differently. You know, we're not going to line up and, you know, run like we did with Darquan 30 times a game. But, you know, we have some other ways to move it as far as quarterback running or throwing and, you know, some new things that we're doing this year that we've had a good summer doing. So, for us, you know, we got to compete. We got to play at a high level, and we can't turn the ball over tonight.
New Albany football coach Steve Cooley, our guest, getting a game day preview of the Bulldogs. Larry Dennison will join us here in just a few minutes to talk about Providence. Let's talk for just a moment about your quarterback, Dylan Clark, a senior, someone that brings some experience. He's been in some of these big rivalry games with your program now for a couple of years. What's the confidence level in him? And talk a little bit about Dylan as a quarterback and how he moves and what his strengths are.
Well, first of all, he's a great young man. He's a great student athlete. He's a great kid. He's been fun to coach the last 3 years since I've been here. So from that standpoint, you know, he's a leader. He makes things happen. He makes good decisions. It's one of those things where, you know, on the football field, he makes things happen in terms of doing the right thing where it needs to go. He doesn't make the same mistake twice. You know, he threw a pick last Friday, and, you know, he was the first person to be upset at himself because of the read that he made, you know, but he learned from that in terms of what he's trying to get done. As far as improvement. So, you know, Providence is going to throw a lot of blitzes at us, a lot of pressure from a lot of different places, and we've done a good job picking it up for the most part this week, and we feel like we got some pretty good answers. And as long as we got, you know, an athletic, smart kid pulling the trigger back there like a Dylan Clark, you know, he can make us go and get the ball to a lot of different places. And we got four or five receivers that can catch it and run with it. So, you know, you can't just key on Devin Gummer to try to stop us because, you know, East Central couldn't do that. They didn't, Gummer wasn't out there. So for us, you know, we got to get better each week, and this is a good test for us, you know, against a ranked football team that had a lot of success last year.
You mentioned this before, and we've talked about this on air before, that New Albany had not had a scrimmage for a number of years. It had just been kind of been an inter-squad event the week before the start of the season. You stepped that up in a big way. Not only did you add a scrimmage this year, but you took on East Central. And if you can move the ball and be successful and get your offense and defenses rolling against a team like East Central that has the football tradition and success that they've had in Indiana in a scrimmage, you've got to feel pretty good about your chances going into a game tonight against a rival.
Yeah, our kids are prepared. We've tried to, what I told them at the beginning of summer, I said, this was my first summer to actually have a job. And, you know, that's why we played Brownsburg, who's ranked in the top 10. We played East St. Louis, 7A state champs in Illinois. And our kids competed at the level that they were playing against. And, you know, some of them might be, I mean, it's one of those things, it's like being a wrestler. You know, a wrestler, you go against a state champion, you got two choices. You either, you know, he sticks you, or you go and fight and compete. And our kids have fought and competed at a high level all summer. So, and we did the same thing with East Central. You know, they're a very intimidating team. They got 120 players. They got an all-state number eight, that inside linebacker, 6'1", 230, runs 4'6". I think somebody said he's going to Miami, Ohio. You know, and we picked up his blitzes and stuff. So we saw some stuff. You know, they brought a lot of heat last week, and our kids kept their composure, and they had some dudes. So for us, you know, I'm excited about, you know, going in tonight. Providence has some good players too. So for us, you know, we can't make mistakes, and we got to tackle better on defense. And we've worked on that week in, week out. And, you know, we did a good job against East Central tackling. You know, they are a very dominant offensive team, and they didn't score in the first 15 plays that they had the ball. So I was proud of our defense. We were very vanilla going into what, you know, that scrimmage. But our kids are getting better every day of practice. They're focused, and they're ready for this game tonight.
Coach Cooley of New Albany, our guest, will talk with Larry Dennison of Providence in just a moment. Coach Cooley, there is always a lot of excitement when a new season starts, from fans, from the players, from the student body, from everybody. I think that playing a rival like Providence probably even doubles that interest going into a new season. This is always one of the most fun games to be at. Yeah, you play Floyd later in the season. You play Jeffersonville. There are a lot of big Hoosier Hills Conference games on your schedule, but there seems to be something special about this one. When you put week one and you put it against a rival, just unbelievable crowds and unbelievable support for both teams really gives this game, I think, it's got the best feel of maybe any game in Southern Indiana high school football, to be quite honest.
It is. When we get off the bus tonight at 6:30, I mean, we'll have 400 or 500 kids in red yelling and screaming and cheering at Sewell Providence. And it's just a neat environment. You know, we can't get caught up in all the hype. I mean, we're there to try to execute and win a football game. So our kids have been focused this week, and, you know, I don't anticipate us going out there. And, you know, the best team's going to win tonight. We're going to line up, play as hard as we can, and see what happens.
Steve Cooley, head coach at New Albany, will lead his Bulldogs to Murphy Stadium tonight to take on the Pioneers. Coach, best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Matt.
All right, now we'll switch gears and talk about the Providence side of this game. Larry Dennison, head coach of the Providence Pioneers, is our guest. And, Coach, I mentioned it to Coach Cooley that this has been a big game to start the year for New Albany. They've been able to beat Providence now for three straight seasons and use that momentum going forward. For your guys, maybe you haven't been able to win the game the last couple of years, but you still have used it for some positive experiences because your season a year ago ended as sectional champions. With that said, I'm sure that your guys, including some of your key players that have been on the roster now for a handful of seasons, would love to start this thing off with a win this year over New Albany.
Yeah, you're right. Our seniors were talking about that after practice the other day. You know, some of them were saying, you know, how they haven't beaten New Albany and this is their last opportunity, and they really hope to go out on a, you know, finish their playing career on a winning note against New Albany. But yeah, it's a great measuring stick for us. You know, obviously, kind of gives you an idea of where your team is. Obviously, it gives you an idea of where your strengths and weaknesses are and what you need to work on to have a successful season when you play a team that's, you know, as talented as New Albany is. And it's you know, the emotions there with a big rivalry game, like you said, it's a very special situation for our fans and for our team. And we look forward to playing in it every year. And again, giving us an indication of what the season is going to be like for us.
Coach Dennison of Providence, our guest. On a big game day like this, you have to take some comfort in two seniors, namely Caden Williams and Kevin Smith. Caden went over 1,000 yards in 2017. It was his second straight 1,000-yard-plus rushing season. And also a senior, Kevin Smith, he went for 881 yards and 8 touchdowns last season. Those two guys bring a lot of firepower for the Pioneers, and I'm sure you're glad to see them back suiting up in the white and navy blue tonight for the Pioneers.
Yeah, obviously, I'd much rather have them on my team than have to try to prepare to stop, you know, both those guys. We're very blessed to have not only Caden and James, but our entire senior class. We've got a great group of kids that have really been working hard this offseason in preparation for this year. You know, looking forward to a great year from them. But yeah, you're right. Those two guys are we're very blessed to have two young kids like that with their abilities. We always say we don't get a lot of those types of players around here, you know, in a lot of cases. But when we do get players of their caliber, we are very blessed to get them, and we're going to make the most out of both of them.
Providence coach Larry Dennison, our guest. We're previewing the big game tonight at Providence. It's the Bulldogs and Pioneers to open up the high school football season. I know we get talking about this most times when I have you on, but you start tonight with New Albany, which is where I know all your focus is at. Next week you go to Floyd Central. The following week you go to Silver Creek. You start the schedule off each and every year, no matter if you've got some of these key players we just talked about or not, with really, really challenging schedule. But you do that for a purpose, and it's paid big dividends for your program.
Well, last year it definitely did. You know, during the regular season, that's, you know, our ultimate goal is to do well in the playoffs. We don't belong to a conference. We're not in a conference, so we don't have a conference championship to play for. So our ultimate goal is to hopefully be playing our best in the end of the year and do well in the playoffs. And playing those schools, like you said, like New Albany and Floyd Central and Silver Creek, teams that are bigger than us, And playing a tough schedule like that definitely pays dividends in the long run for you down the road.
What's it like on game day? You're a teacher. I mean, Coach Cooley's in the weight room. It's not like you've got all day to sit and make final preparations and think about this thing. How tough is it to get through a work day on a big game day like this? And what's the feeling on game day, especially your first one of the season?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, this school right now is really buzzing with energy. The kids have been great. They kind of had a little bit of a impromptu type pep session this morning, a kind of a ESPN game day feel out in the front parking lot this morning. And then, you know, they've been cheering and during lunch has been going, getting the students really fired up. The seniors are, and in the halls, they're yelling. We got music playing in the hallways right now during passing periods. And we will have a little pep session after school today. And yeah, today it's definitely difficult when you're a teacher trying to, still, you know, enjoy that and continue to you know, feed it and hopefully get the school fired up. At the same time, between the bells, when you're in the classroom and you're sitting in the chair, you got to try to focus on lesson plans and try to get some things accomplished. But it's a great problem to have when you've got a lot of the spirit and enthusiasm and the energy that you have. There's a lot of positive energy here in the school today. So we're excited about it.
Absolutely. Larry Dennison, coach at Providence, our guest coach. Best of luck to you tonight. Will be a fun one.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, that's Larry Dennison. You heard earlier in the segment from Steve Cooley. Don't forget, our high school football coverage begins tonight. It's Kentuckiana Football Fridays at 6 o'clock with our pregame show. It's an hour-long show. We'll have John Spears, the voice of St. X football, on to talk about the big St. X DeSales game across the river. We'll also have Greg Mengelt, sports editor, to talk about all the Southern Indiana games, give you a final preview. Kendrick Haskins of Wave 3 Sports, he will be with me as well. And then New Albany, Providence, Silver Creek, Charlestown. Those are two big feature games tonight that we'll have play-by-play crews at. But we'll be checking in with reports from other games throughout the area throughout the evening as well. So stay with us right here on the Big X Sports Radio. Join me tonight at 6 o'clock for our Kentuckiana kickoff show to start Kentuckiana Football Friday's coverage. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk with you tonight for the start of high school football here in Southern Indiana. Thanks for listening to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.